Ever wonder how ordinary people build million-dollar businesses from scratch? Ryan Daniel Moran's 12 Months to 1 Million isn't just another get-rich-quick scheme. It's a battle-tested blueprint that has launched hundreds of entrepreneurs to seven-figure success. The book has become required reading in entrepreneurial circles, with industry titans like Russell Brunson calling it the next classic that will inspire a generation of entrepreneurs. What makes this approach so powerful is its simplicity. If you have 3 to 5 products at an average price of $30, each selling 25 to 30 units daily, you've built a million-dollar business. Moran developed this formula through years of trial and error, ultimately building and selling his own supplement company for 8 figures. Unlike many business authors who theorize from the sidelines, Moran continues to build and invest in companies like Neatpak, Onnit, and Outstanding Foods, proving his method works in today's rapidly evolving marketplace. Entrepreneurship isn't a career choice, it's a calling that demands everything from you. Most successful entrepreneurs share a common psychological pattern. They've experienced feelings of abandonment or marginalization that fueled their drive to succeed. For Moran, it was his parents' separation when he was 11, leaving him to come home to an empty house during his formative years. Later, a devastating social rejection led him to hide in the computer lab during lunch periods, where he learned to build websites, skills that ultimately led to his success. The entrepreneurial mindset begins when someone decides, "No one is going to take care of me, so I will take care of myself." This mindset is about taking ownership of problems and creating solutions. Your worldview determines your results, which is why the same business plan can lead one person to millions while another dismisses it as a scam. Self-care is fundamental to entrepreneurship. Your business will reflect you. Your habits, culture, and morals permeate everything you create. Taking care of yourself physically and mentally is essential for making good decisions. Creating from a place of abundance while genuinely serving others makes business enjoyable, whereas working to prove something leads to burnout and failure, what Moran calls scaling unhappiness. Even successful entrepreneurs like Elon Musk struggle with loneliness. Building a business means carrying heavy responsibility and facing fears constantly. During dinner with Tim Ferriss, Moran asked if success was worth it. Tim's profound answer? There are plenty of things not worth pursuing, but that doesn't mean it isn't worth pursuing. The pursuit is. The transformation you undergo makes the journey worthwhile regardless of outcome. Building a million-dollar business begins with a counterintuitive first step. Choose your customer before your product. Susie Batisse exemplifies this principle. After 2 bankruptcies and multiple failed ventures, she created Poo-Pourri in her mid-40s. The product solved a common bathroom odor problem, but sales remained slow until she identified her target market, women embarrassed by bathroom situations. Her viral video featuring a prim woman on a toilet declaring, "You would not believe the motherload I just dropped," catapulted the brand to success, eventually generating over $400 million in sales. Moran learned this lesson the hard way. His early internet marketing success in college felt empty. He had money, but no purpose or scalable skills. When his girlfriend became pregnant, the responsibility forced him to commit fully to one business model. Unlike the common scratch-your-own-itch startup approach, Moran had been selling whatever made money. He eventually realized the difference between making money and building a real business. Focusing on people creates lasting value. A brand isn't just a logo or website. It's trust, an expectation of customer satisfaction built by creating products that serve the same person. The RX Bar founders exemplify this. They created a no BS protein bar specifically for their CrossFit friends, starting in a basement and eventually selling to Kellogg for $600 million. Always define your customer around someone you know well, not just chasing trends like fidget spinners that create short-term cash but not sustainable businesses. To build a successful business, answer these foundational questions. Who is your target customer? What groups do they belong to? What products do they already buy? Which product could serve as your gateway offering? Where do your target customers gather online? How will you generate predictable sales? What products will follow your initial offering? This approach worked for Moran with Sheer Strength Supplements. He identified his target market, himself, researched competitors, added unique ingredients, and planned additional products. When starting a yoga brand with his partner Sean, Moran quickly chose the yoga market despite his partner's detailed spreadsheet analysis. They identified a yoga mat as their gateway product, researched pain points through Amazon reviews and social media, then ordered samples from manufacturers on Alibaba. Moran conducted field research by interviewing yoga practitioners at Starbucks and studios, gathering enough knowledge to create specifications for their branded Zen Active yoga mat. While Alibaba.com has its detractors due to its messy user experience and the distance between buyer and supplier, it remains Moran's trusted source for product manufacturing. For those seeking alternatives, options include searching for wholesalers or contract manufacturers directly, or attending trade shows to meet potential partners in person. Success in product development comes from embracing mistakes rather than fearing them. When launching products, entrepreneurs should focus on getting to market quickly rather than perfection, as refinement is continuous. Moran emphasizes that premium pricing is actually preferable for new brands since it's much easier to scale a premium brand than a low-price brand. For effective product testing, split testing provides simple but powerful insights, showing potential customers two options and asking for their preference. Transitioning from small initial orders to larger inventory quantities presents a critical challenge for new entrepreneurs. While starting small, around 100 units, is prudent, maintaining consistent inventory becomes the priority once sales begin. Early-stage businesses should focus on establishing reliable product systems rather than maximizing profit. One student selling fish oil supplements kept switching suppliers for marginal price improvements but created supply chain inconsistencies, repeatedly running out of stock. The solution wasn't finding the cheapest supplier, but developing a deeper relationship with one who communicated well. Many businesses launch with impressive initial momentum, but quickly fizzle out. The companies that endure are those that can effectively manage their own growth. Moran points to Dollar Shave Club as an example of strategic bootstrapping. Founder Michael Dubin began by selling excess razor inventory to build a customer base, produced his famous viral video for just $5,000, and only raised a modest $100,000 in early funding before the video propelled the company toward its eventual billion-dollar exit. Moran's first product order for Sheer Strength cost just $600 for 100 units, which he sold at $32 each. While he initially worried about losing that investment, he soon discovered the real challenge was keeping inventory in stock. They gradually increased their prices until sales slowed enough to maintain inventory, then reinvested profits into larger orders, 500 units, then 1,000, bootstrapping their growth. Higher volume isn't always better. Premium pricing provides the margins needed for advertising and expansion. After bootstrapping initial sales, entrepreneurs must immediately focus on maintaining inventory to avoid losing momentum. Moran recommends having $5,000 to $10,000 ready to deploy when needed. This doesn't necessarily mean using personal funds. Entrepreneurs should think like producers by accessing resources rather than providing them directly. Funding could come from lines of credit, home equity loans, investors, Kickstarter, Cabbage.com, or Amazon lending. While outside investors can provide quick capital and valuable strategic advice, entrepreneurs often botch their pitches. Moran emphasizes that investors care about return on investment, not ideas. They want to see how their money will accelerate an already working business model. Investors look for clear plans showing the target audience, customer acquisition strategy, follow-up products, and specific allocation of funds. Crowdfunding platforms like Kickstarter offer an alternative to traditional investors without giving up equity. Beyond raising capital, crowdfunding creates exposure and super fans invested in your success. For a successful campaign, you need a great video that communicates emotion, even smartphone quality works, at least 10 ideal customers in your network willing to share your campaign, and at least one micro-influencer with 10,000 plus followers to spread the word. Not all debt is created equal. Good debt produces return on investment, while bad debt is merely money spent. Borrowing for inventory that will generate profit creates good debt. However, Moran strongly cautions against using debt for unproven concepts. It's a fast road to financial disaster. Only use debt to sustain and grow your business when you know payments will come from future sales. And always use it for scaling inventory, not advertising or other unpredictable expenses.
The journey from product creation to consistent sales requires strategic momentum building. Like Gary Vaynerchuk leveraging his audience to launch successful brands, entrepreneurs must focus on creating initial sales velocity. The key isn't complexity, but simplicity. Take one sale at a time. Stacking the deck means building anticipation and an audience before your product launches. Making money boils down to two simple steps: pick something to sell and sell it. During the grind, those challenging early months, entrepreneurs must resist complexity and focus solely on taking sales. When feeling overwhelmed, the solution is simple: reach out to potential customers and secure just one sale. You don't need celebrity status to guarantee day one sales, just enough targeted eyeballs. When facing an 8-week wait for inventory for his yoga mat business, Moran used that time to build anticipation. They created an I Love Yoga Facebook page, invested $10 daily in ads, and grew to 3,000 followers in 30 days. The crucial element wasn't just building an audience, but documenting their product development journey, showing prototype pictures, explaining improvements, and incorporating follower feedback. You don't need a massive audience. Just 100 responsive people ready to buy on launch day can ignite your sales momentum. Quality trumps quantity. 1,000 followers plus 10 personal contacts plus one influencer equals 100 sales. This formula worked when Moran launched yoga mats. They built their Facebook following to 1,000 people, enlisted friends who did yoga, and partnered with a micro-influencer page with 10,000 followers. Don't chase the latest social media trend. Focus on where your audience already gathers and how you naturally communicate. Document your business journey. Post prototype pictures, share your nervousness, have friends pose with the product. Building trust is the ultimate goal, as a brand is fundamentally about trust. Create urgency by developing a hot list of committed buyers for launch day. As you promote your product, identify enthusiastic followers and reward them by putting them first in line. Post something like, "Our yoga mats go on sale April 2. We only have a few hundred available, so I'm holding some for dedicated followers. Comment, I want one, to join our hot list." This limited supply messaging builds a mini buying frenzy, converting fence sitters into committed buyers. The excitement of your first sale never goes away. After stacking the deck, there's no turning back, despite the doubt and fear. When that first sale notification pops up, it's an incredible dopamine kick, especially when you see names you don't recognize buying your product. That's when you're truly in business. At this early stage, every sale is vital, and every social share or review is a potential game changer. You must keep stoking the fire after those first exciting sales by winning over every customer and earning every review. As Gary Vaynerchuk demonstrates, every person matters. Every comment reply can create a lifelong fan, and every satisfied customer can attract the next major opportunity. Outside of major brands with millions in funding, Moran has found zero examples of perfect launches. The purpose isn't to put you everywhere immediately, but to get the wheels turning. Most seven-figure business owners start from scratch, launch with moderate success, and grow from there. While you might launch on Kickstarter or use Shopify, most entrepreneurs find the best opportunities on Amazon. As your brand builds momentum after launch, Amazon rewards you with social proof and free customers.
You'll start ranking for keywords, possibly get bestseller badges, and accumulate reviews. Amazon's Frequently Bought Together feature provides free advertising as the platform rewards momentum. When sales start flowing, you use up inventory. Sometimes entrepreneurs get so excited about initial sales, they completely forget about reordering. Without product to sell, you're not running a business. You should consider reordering much earlier than feels comfortable. The rule of thumb, as soon as you prove your product has life, order the next round. Running out of stock can destroy momentum that may never return. Once your product is in customers' hands, it's no longer about you, it's about them. Early customers can become raving fans who leave reviews and tell friends, or they can be while your business stalls. Continue nurturing your pre-launch community, document your business growth, and highlight customer photos on social media. Celebrate reviews you receive, take screenshots to share, and send unsolicited gifts to reviewers. After launching your product, the next critical phase is creating a predictable sales machine that consistently generates at least 25 sales daily. This becomes the foundation for scaling to multiple products and eventually reaching 100 sales per day, the $1 million threshold. Entrepreneurs possess unique power, creating something from scratch, making it real, and selling it. Once you've validated your idea through initial sales, your focus shifts to creating predictable, consistent sales of at least 25 units daily. This happens by maintaining momentum, securing excellent reviews, responding to every comment, thanking customers, connecting with influencers, and building relationships one customer at a time. While no formula guarantees sales growth, Moran has found certain review milestones trigger sales bumps, particularly at 25 and 100 positive reviews, with the latter signaling legitimacy to potential customers. Getting those first reviews requires strategic customer engagement. Instead of directly asking for reviews, successful entrepreneurs make deposits in the relationship bank account first, checking if orders arrived on time, offering account credits, soliciting product feedback. Many entrepreneurs hit plateaus around 10 sales daily after initial launch momentum fades. The mistake is focusing on algorithms and numbers rather than customers and community. When stuck, don't think bigger, go micro. Focus on getting 10 more reviews this week, delighting individual customers, or engaging your following. If you've tried everything and still can't gain traction, your customers hold the answer. Ask them directly for feedback and actually listen. Failed products often result from entrepreneurs thinking too big rather than focusing on micro interactions. Success requires concentrated community building in one place. Reaching 25 sales daily means you've built a machine capable of supporting a $1 million business. The next step is launching additional products by engaging with existing customers. If you've done everything right, all your first product customers should return for your second launch. The process becomes easier with each subsequent product as you're simply responding to what your established customer base wants. After reaching consistent daily sales of 25 units with your first product, you've entered the gold stage where exponential growth begins. Launching a second product creates a surprising multiplier effect. Not only does the new product benefit from your existing customer base, but it actually boosts sales of your first product. When Sheer Strength launched their second product, it quickly outpaced their first, but then mysteriously caused the original product to jump from 25 to 50 daily sales. This happens through repeat customers, bundle purchases, and Amazon's algorithm recommending related products. As your business grows beyond the first product, you're fundamentally building an audience. Your second product launch benefits from this existing customer base, but your systems start breaking because you personally can't handle all customer interactions anymore. You must shift from one-to-one communication to one-to-many, engaging your audience at scale. The biggest mistake entrepreneurs make with their second product is targeting a new niche rather than asking, "What's the next thing my first customer would want to buy?" If you've done your homework, you already identified 3 to 5 products your customer typically purchases. Moran's yoga business followed this natural progression: yoga mat, yoga towel, yoga block, foam roller. Your second product defines what type of company you'll become. Getting pigeonholed with similar products can limit your growth potential. Moran's friends Catherine and Alan faced this challenge after their Best Self journal became a massive hit. When struggling with their second product, Moran asked them, "What kind of business do you want to be?" They realized they weren't just a journaling company, but a productivity company. This insight opened new possibilities, leading to Tempo, an adjustable hourglass that helps customers organize time while maintaining their brand aesthetic. Don't let analytics paralyze your second product launch. When Sheer Strength launched, there were no product research tools estimating Amazon sales potential. This ignorance was actually advantageous. Serve your customers first, let the numbers follow. Quest Nutrition's Tom Bilyeu advises enjoying the roughly 18-month innovation honeymoon before competitors arrive. Remember that customers switch products, but rarely switch trusted brands. Building a million-dollar business in 12 months is impressive, but some entrepreneurs achieve far more. Josh Bazzoni and Joel Marion's BioTrust generated over $100 million in their first year through their health and fitness company. Their secret? Being willing to lose money up front to acquire customers. Joel explains, "If I know that I am going to make $30 from a customer after 90 days, then I am willing to spend $25 up front to acquire them." To build a million-dollar business, you need three essential elements: a sales platform, Amazon, your own store, Kickstarter, a small following for launching products, and methods to expose products to new audiences. The most impactful platforms, in order of sales impact, are podcasts, blog/email lists, YouTube videos, and social media, with endorsed traffic being the golden ticket to rapid growth. Don't ask what's the best platform to advertise on. Instead, ask who's already buying products like mine and where are they hanging out right now. The most effective approach is targeting mid-tier influencers with around 10,000 followers, not celebrities with millions. These influencers are significant enough to impact sales, but accessible enough to respond to you. Too many entrepreneurs try making withdrawals from relationship accounts where they've never made deposits. Just like a bank account, relationships require deposits before withdrawals. Stop being an asshole who only requests favors. Instead, focus on giving without expectation. When influencers agree to work with you, maximize the opportunity by creating your own communication channel with their followers rather than simply directing traffic to Amazon. Email marketing remains the highest converting channel available. Always make influencers look good for promoting you by engaging with comments on their posts, thanking them publicly, or sending care packages. At $100,000 monthly sales, $1.2 million annually, you've officially made it by most standards. Though you may still feel like you're hustling and figuring things out, your business has fundamentally changed. It's now substantial enough to be scaled or sold. A business selling over $1 million yearly can potentially be sold for a seven-figure payday. The ultimate reward for building a successful business often comes when you sell it. Mark Sisson exemplifies this journey, starting his blog in his 50s, launching Primal Kitchen in his 60s, and selling it to Heinz for $200 million less than 4 years later. While building a million-dollar business is impressive, the real wealth often comes from the exit. Even after crossing the million-dollar revenue mark, you'll likely still pay yourself modestly while reinvesting profits back into the business. The real celebration comes when you cash in your chips. Microbrands built using Moran's approach have a significant advantage over big companies that can only think at scale. Your intimate knowledge of your audience, direct engagement with customers, and ability to solve specific problems gives you the ability to overtake larger competitors surprisingly quickly. Selling your company means surrendering control, and few buyers will treat your business with the same care you did. Some acquisitions go poorly when new owners try to professionalize a successful business by bringing in expensive executives with outdated marketing approaches. Big companies are particularly vulnerable to small, nimble competitors using modern marketing techniques. They simply can't play the same game effectively. When selling your business, remember that you hold the negotiating power. Too many entrepreneurs approach acquisitions thinking, "What's the fastest route to my paycheck?" rather than maintaining their long-term focus. Typically, you'll sell about 60% of your business while retaining the rest and serving as an advisor. So you must trust and like the new owners. Money changes nothing but the size of your bank account. When Moran received $10 million from selling his business, he was simultaneously going through a separation. He came home to find all his furniture gone. He was so broke that all I had was money. Money is like alcohol. It makes whatever is true come to the surface. If you're insecure, more money makes you more insecure. Happiness comes from relationships, how you spend your time, and appreciating small things. Money just expands your options. Some use it to deepen relationships and enjoyment, while others buy distractions and expand their ego metrics. After hitting the $1 million mark with sheer strength in just 6 months, Moran fell into a strange depression. Despite achieving his childhood goal of becoming a millionaire, he felt lost, constantly wondering what now, and fearing it would all disappear. This post-achievement funk is common. Your brain hasn't caught up to your new success level. With this book in your hands, you have everything needed to build your own $1 million business in 12 months. But understand that this is just the beginning of a much longer journey. Entrepreneurship will test you, humble you, and reveal who you truly are. There will be frustrating moments when you want to quit, times when you question your purpose, and periods of incomparable excitement. Success is never linear. It's filled with ups and downs and unexpected turns. Who you become along the way matters most. When you develop into someone responsible, happy, and giving, that's when you become unstoppable and rich. One person going all in can create tremendous change, not just for your financial future, but potentially for an entire industry. The process is simple, though not easy. Success comes down to creating great products for specific customers, giving them opportunities to purchase, treating them well, and using basic marketing to amplify what works. The hardest part is overcoming the mental noise that wants to overanalyze every decision. When entrepreneurs feel lost, this step-by-step process clarifies the path forward. Choose your customer, develop your product, fund your business, stack the deck, launch successfully, grow to 25 sales daily, build a $1 million brand, scale to 100K monthly, and eventually enjoy the big payday.